With great need for all of us, there are signs of summer. We're coming up on the summer solstice, and we're getting more and more summer weather, and so desperately needed. And guess who gets to really herald summer but is Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater? thanks for bringing in summer, Jed Davis.
It's my pleasure. I wish I actually had that power.
Yeah. So you folks are first out of the slot. Picking a date, you probably try to catch it just as school is closing and while people are still around. And
yeah, this is the second year now that we've had a full third show since we've moved over to our new location, and we're starting with a bang, if you will, with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang opening tomorrow night.
Okay, and then briefly, you needed to start that soon to get in the other two shows. The rest of your season is
We follow Chitty with South Pacific, and we end our season with Million Dollar Quartet.
Okay, so Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and we're going to hear a couple songs from it. We're going to meet some of the folks. Did you get support from the auto industry for this?
We certainly reached out. We did get a little support from the auto industry. But with regards to the car itself, that plays such a prominent role in the show, we built it almost entirely out of wood.
Okay, so you've been hard at work building a car.
They've been working on it for about a month now.
Yeah, to fit onto the stage. Okay, so you say that you yourself grew up with a great fondness for this show.
I did. Yeah, we all have those movies that just sort of, for whatever reason, we just watch them 1,000 times. I probably seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at least the first half of it before I fell asleep, because it's about 3 hours long. Probably 50 to 75 times, and just had a lot of the flavors of it just permeating my childhood. Was really excited to direct it this year. It was a piece that I was intimidated to work on because it has such a pastiche of styles. It's very much in the same vein as Mary Poppins, which had a lot of the same creative forces involved, where you have realism and then suddenly you have magic and suddenly you have vaudeville and then suddenly you have intense emotional moments that just all have to live together in this really sort of happy, harmonious way. And it's been really joyful to work on this piece, to revisit all those things that I loved about the movie as a child, but also seeing it through the eyes of an adult, and how much the viable themes in the show, in my opinion, are that we need to have children remind us how to play.
And so, speaking of children, we're about to hear them sing, but even before we do, kind of talk about the generations and the relational aspects of the five people that you've brought with you today.
Yeah. With regards to the characters in the play, we have three distinct generations of Potts, the Potts family. We have the two kids, Jeremy and Jemima. We have their widower father, Caractacus, and his father, Caractacus Sr., all living in the same house. They're a joyful, playful bunch, possibly irresponsible. And in the course of the story, the kids and Caractacus meet Truly Scrumptious, who's a bit more straight-laced and is scandalized. Like, why aren't your kids in school? Because it's Eastmas. What's Eastmas? Mm. It's a day when there's no school. So, you know, as typically happens in a romantic comedy, they sort of meet in the middle at a certain level. The story is, with regards to that, is I don't want to say it plays second fiddle to the themes, but the themes I find to be quite powerful. The kids really are the ones who inform the adults in this show. We learn to see things beautifully through the eyes of a child, and specifically with regards to love, romance, and play, and just the wonder that we can experience in the world. I kind of like the fact with Chitty, with the show Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, that we never really know what's real. Is this fantasy? Is it all in their minds? Is it all kind of a dream? And it doesn't matter, because we're set up to just buy into this wonderful, fantastical journey.
And then what about the kids and their grandpa?
Grandpa is as big of a goofball as Dad is. There's a curmudgeonly quality to Grandpa, but they all get along. In fact, the number that they're going to perform here momentarily is a dance number that the three of them do together, just playing, being silly together.
Well, let's do exactly that. We'll go into the studio. Celeste Johnson is at our piano. And to sing Posh will be, as Grandpa Potts, Jamie Shario. And then as the two kids, Zachary Ebshire as Jeremy Potts and Isabella Fertz as Jemima Potts. Here's some music from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
When sailing out from Liverpool and bound for sunny India, be sure your cabin's portside or the sun is going to singe ya. And when you're sailing home again, the starboard side's for you. Unless, of course, you like to feel you're boiling in a stew. Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life, the travelling life for me. First cabin and captain's table, regal company. Whenever I'm bored, I travel abroad, but ever so properly. Port out, starboard home, posh with a capital P-O-S-H, P-O-S-H, posh. Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life, the travelling life for me. First cabin and captain's table, regal company. Whenever I'm bored, I travel abroad, but ever so properly. Port out, starboard home, posh with a capital P. In every foreign strand I land, the royal trumpets to me. The royal welcome mat is out, the 21 guns salute me. But monarchies are constantly commanding me to call. Last month I missed a mufti, well you can't oblige them all. Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life, the travelling life for me. First cabin and captain's table, regal company. Whenever I'm bored, I travel abroad, but ever so properly. Port out, starboard home, posh with a capital P. Just one more verse and chorus. Every hand that holds a scepter, every head that wears a crown, they always give their all for me, they'll never let me down. I'm on my way to far away, Tatar and Toodaloo, and fare thee well, and bon voyage, arrivederci too. Oh, the posh, posh, travelling life, the travelling life for me. First cabin and captain's table, regal company. Pardon the dust of the upper crust, and fetch us a cup of tea.
Port out, starboard home, port out, starboard home, port out, starboard home,
posh, with a capital P-O-S-H, P-O-S-H, posh, posh, posh with a capital P.
From our studio, that was Posh, sung by the two youngsters of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Jeremy and Jemima Potts, sung by Zachary Ebshire and Isabella Furtz, and then good old Grandpa Jerry Shario playing Grandpa Potts. And so, Jerry, let's put you right over here and find out all kinds of things about all of you. First, we'll start with Jerry. Are you getting a new role as Spokane's grandpa?
I do seem to be fitting into a niche, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I'm not complaining by any means.
No, it's a great role for you to do. And playing with these two wonderful kids, so before we meet them, I want you to kind of introduce them and say a word or two about these kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, we know how grandpas like to talk about their grandchildren.
They are two of the nicest, kindest, most ornery little brats I've ever had the pleasure of working with. Zach and Bella both are real troopers. They come to rehearsals 100% prepared and ready to give everything. And they're just a joy. You know, there's the old showbiz adage, never work with animals and small children. And I agree with the animal part, but I would work with these two kids again in a heartbeat.
Great. Well, let's meet them both. First, hello, Bella. Hi.
Hello.
And hello, Zach.
Hi.
Okay, good. We hear you both well. So talk a little bit about who you're playing. I mean, because Jerry already said that you're kind of sweet and rambunctious and a little bit mischievous at the same time. So we'll start with you, Bella. Does any of that describe you when you're not being an actor?
Kind of, yeah. That actually describes me quite well. I love playing this role so much. So,
yeah. And what about you, Zach?
I think it describes me pretty well, too.
Having said that, they also just hang out and play chess backstage, too. So.
Oh, really?
I know.
They're intellectuals while they're at it.
Yeah, well, that's what we need, too. And so each of you as actors, tell me a thing or two you've done before you did this. Have you come up through CYT or the civic thing? Or let's start with you, Zach. What's some of the things you've done?
Well, the main acting group that I usually do is CYT Spokane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
And so you've done, like, they have kind of classes and things in addition to performances, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to take a class in order to audition for a show.
Sure. And then what about singing? Do you do singing beyond your theater thing? Do you do singing in school or in a chorus or anything like that?
Well, next year for school I'm doing choir, so.
Good. And where are you going to be next year in school?
Greenacres Middle School.
Okay, good. And kind of the same for you, Bella. What acting and training have you done?
Well, my school has a pretty good acting program.
And your school is?
The Oaks Classical Christian Academy.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So I have done, I think, 5 shows there, and those are quite fun. And I also have done some CYT things and civic theater.
Good. Okay, so you're both comfortable, and you both like being on the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet once we come to the last day of the show, you're going to be sad and you're going to wish it would keep going, aren't you?
Yes.
So you've already been bitten with that bug. These are the two young people we've been talking about, Bella or Isabella Furtz, who's playing Jemima Potts, and Zachary Abshire Zach, who's playing Jeremy Potts. So there's parts. So thank you. I'll let you step back, and we'll bring in these other actors to kind of get into what's going on here. So Greg, we'll start with you. Greg Allen is Caractacus Potts. You kind of have a legacy of shoes to fill in this role, don't you?
Oh, a little bit. I mean, Dick Van Dyke is kind of a known person, I guess. So.
So is he a starting point? Is he a finishing point? Do you ignore him, his legacy? How do you play a role when it's so well known as being created for somebody?
Well, you just kind of take a little bit of his performance and then kind of inject yourself into it as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, the audience, to an extent, is going to be expecting a little bit of Dick Van Dyke, but, I mean, there's no one else like Dick Van Dyke, so, I mean, you can't try to completely ape the performance that he gave.
One might say there's no one else like Greg Allen either.
Wow.
Well, good. Well, let's move into that. What are some of the things you bring to this role? What is your own personal Caractacus Potts like?
Well, I mean, he's definitely very childish. As he's an inventor, he doesn't really have a job. And, well, I mean, I'm an actor, so I can certainly understand that. Definitely very playful with his kids. He's kind of a goofball, as I think was mentioned before. But very loves his children very much. There's just his world.
So far we've had this lovely, easy, happy scenario with absolutely no problems or nothing to worry about. So how can we get theater going? I'm going to project that you, Abby Anderson, as truly scrumptious, kind of confuses the issue here. Go ahead and pull the microphone a little more up. Just rotate it up to you. Yeah. And so tell me how your character gets in the way.
Sure. Well, my character truly stumbles upon the Potts family in the junkyard, actually. She's there repairing her motorcycle. She's definitely a woman who is used to taking charge and being independent in this man's world. And then she meets Caractacus Potts and definitely finds a rival in him. But this rivalry soon turns to romance, as it does in these classic musicals often. Yeah, and so I think she comes into this family and sees at once these kids are not in school. This is not a typical family scenario. And she immediately starts criticizing and then begins to realize that maybe this family is actually really special and maybe something she even wants to be a part of.
Well, already I don't think we can really profile you too much, because if you're repairing your motorcycle in a junkyard, you're not just your average upper class.
No, absolutely not. She's she's her own person, and she's not used to relying on other people. She takes matters into her own hands, and and then when she meets this family, all of a sudden she realizes, oh, maybe I do want to surround myself with other people, and maybe they can bring something to my life, and I can bring something to theirs too.
Ted Davis, the director, and you are directing this show.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, obvious. And also the artistic director of Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater. You spoke earlier about the different elements and the different styles and the different things that blend in this show. How does what we've talked about kind of
fit into that? Is it interesting? You mentioned a moment ago, you know, how do we get theater to happen? You know, and if you watch the movie. And the play follows the plot points of the movie fairly closely. They arrange them differently. But if you watch the movie, the conflict there's like several different conflicty elements. The initial conflict is the car is going to be junked, and the kids are heartbroken about that because it's their favorite plaything. Dad has to come up with money to get them the car, and he does. So they get the car, and then the sub-conflict is Daddy going to fall in love with Truly? Is Truly going to fall in love with Daddy? Is that going to work? And then they find there's this wonderful chemistry there. And we're still only about halfway through Act 1 by this point. And then the real sort of meat of the story kicks into gear, which is the ultra-fantastical element of the show, the Baron Bomburst of Vulgaria, who wants this car that has now become, you know, Daddy souped it up to make it's this extra special magical machine. And he sends his spies to go capture the car, and in so doing ends up capturing the family. And they go to Vulgaria, which is this made-up place. And in the movie, it's not really clear, was this just a story that Daddy was telling? Is it real? We don't know. In the play, it's definitely set up to be this real adventure. So at its core, we have a lot of this. There's a romantic comedy there. There's a, you know, dad taking care of his kids there. But at the end of the show, what we've really gone on is an adventure. And that's why I kept coming back to the thematic elements of the show, because that's really what binds it all together. To one of the things we talked about a lot with the relationship with Truly and the family is that they sort of teach her how to have fun. And she teaches them how to be a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit more better behaved, a little bit more responsible within themselves. But the element of the adventure through the eyes of the child weaves through the entire adventure of the plot.
That's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which opens tomorrow night, and then it's on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday, 2 o'clock sequence for 3 weeks.
The second 2 weeks of the run, this is new for this summer. For every show, is we're having Wednesday performances.
Oh, you are good. Yep. So then it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2.
Correct.
And it will conclude on the Sunday of
the 2nd of July,
of Independence Day, almost weekend.
Yep.
And so, the best of both worlds. The opening for Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater. Let's send Abby back to be a singer, and the rest of you could go out and be a studio audience if you would love to. Stay around, Jed.
Okay.
And let's hear, let's go out with one more from this show, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. This is Lovely, Lovely Man, sung by Truly Scrumptious, Abby Anderson, with the pianist Celeste Johnson.
This lovely, lonely man, I've only known a day. I look at him and cannot look away. Oh, what a love! Oh, what a lovely, lonely man. I've met so many men, so easy to forget. I thought I'd grow my heart. How did this feel? someday make him see that I need him as much as he needs me. Oh, what a love. Oh, what a lovely, lonely man. Oh, how I love this one and all.
The song is actually Lovely Lonely Man. I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrong, but Lovely Lonely Man, sung for us by Abby Anderson in the role of Truly Scrumptious and joined, as always, by Celeste Johnson, the pianist, a significant pianist from around here whom...
Who's moving.
Who's moving, yeah. And I was talking to her, I think, maybe later in the summer or the fall. I'll have her come in and give her exit interview. We don't let her out of town without that. But we need more of more like an entrance interview from you, Abby. You're from around here, went away. What's your quick life story?
Quick life story. Yes, I was raised in Coeur d'Alene, so I'm from this area, and I did community theater and theater in my high school growing up here. And then I went to college in New Jersey, but I would come back to do, I went to Rider University. Mm-hmm. I would come back to do CST. This is my third season with CST. But I'm now currently living in New York, so this is a nice trip back home for me to do a show.
So you're working on the New York, make it in New York thing.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying.
What's your day job?
I actually usher for Broadway shows.
Oh, that's
as
perfect.
It's a really great, you know, side job to be inspired, and then I spend the mornings auditioning and singing and doing theatery things.
That's really great. Abby Anderson in that role. Thanks a lot for coming back.
Thank you.
That's really nice. And Jed, kind of as a closing comment, you have yet another approach to the thought of children over the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's about 9 days old at this point. Yeah. It's interesting. When I went off to go be an actor, the farthest thought from my mind was kids. It was, you know, I want, you know, me, my career, the things that I want to do, the adventures I want to have. And since having children, I, you know, have my son Eddie is 3.5 and my daughter Phoebe Jean is 9 days at this point. My perspective on the value of theater has, I don't want to say it's changed, but it's evolved. And I really find doing good theater for children to be incredibly important. My son is going to come see the show. It's the first one that I've produced that he's seeing. And, doing theater that respects the audience of children while having just an uproarious time doing it, I think is crucial. And I have to say, has been one of the, and I'm not just because I'm supposed to say nice things about the production I'm working on. This has actually been a really special one for me. It's silly, but it's just a blast.
Nice. Jed Davis, the director of Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater and the director of this show, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, opening tomorrow night. Well, you folks all have a great time.
Thank you, Vern.
And that was Time Spent with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.